across Australia. You're on RN. This is Books and Arts Daily, the summer edition, where it's time now for Top Shelf. Well, award-winning journalist and author Andrew Rule is one of Australia's leading crime reporters. After years of covering the crime beat for various newspapers, he found fame after co-writing the Underbelly true crime series on TV, which became, well, became a hit. He also wrote the Chopper series of books, which was based on the life of the criminal Chopper Reed. That was made into a hit film starring Eric Banner. So it'll come as no surprise that some of Andrew's favourite books are crime novels. But what else sits on Andrew Rule's top shelf?
Without doubt, the two books that have influenced me most as a writer of long-form journalism, particularly about crime, are Truman Capote's In Cold Blood, which is the earliest and the classic, which was closely followed in England by a lesser-known book by a Welsh playwright called Emlyn Williams, and that book was called Beyond Belief, and it was about the Moores murders, Myra Hindley and Ian Brady, and it is quite a brilliant reconstruction of that case and of the investigation. And I suspect that it was commissioned as a result of the growing interest in In Cold Blood. I don't know that for a fact, but it seemed to come about within the same year. Both those have had a great effect on the way I approach writing about crime, particularly that sort of investigative nature of things, the slow burn reveal, the mounting tension, all those things that you need in a story. One of my favourite songs of all time is Watching the Detectives by Elvis Costello, who became very famous about the time I was leaving university. And I loved all his stuff, and I once drove to Adelaide just to watch him. Elvis Costello is one of those rare songwriters who tells stories in his songs. He's up there in some ways with Dylan, with Paul Kelly, and a few others who can write ballads that tell us stories, and I find them very strong and emotional, and they inspire writing, I feel. She is watching the detectives. Ooh, it's so cute. She is watching the detectives. Films, in no particular order, The Shawshank Redemption. I think that takes one of Stephen King's very finest stories and turns it into a very fine film if you ignore the last 60 seconds. It had a schmaltzy ending tacked on by Hollywood, but a very fine story, very well told, very well acted. Downfall, the Hitler film, which of course has become a butt of much satire, but it usually things are satirised because they're brilliant in the first place and become cliches because they are so good.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
I thought Pulp Fiction was very good at what it did, and sort of it did something that I liked because it took extreme violence and also humour and welded them together in a way that I and John Sylvester had done with a book called Chopper, which where we welded together extreme violence and humour well before Tarantino. So we really liked Pulp Fiction, and also we really liked the Chopper film, which was quite brilliant and made a few careers.
But the shooting of Sammy the Turk at Bojangles nightclub is the most shitpot, bloody, non-event murder case in Australian criminal history. But for some reason, I get all these bloody letters from all over the world and photos where all these crackpots have gone down and taken photos. Housewives, these bloody nitwits, these young criminal wannabes, spunky ladies with lingerie. I mean, it's unbelievable. I guess it's a case of the old Chop Chop doing his bit for Tourism Victoria, you know?
Storytelling in songs. Dylan's Hurricane, a great story in a song. To Her Door by Paul Kelly is, I use this when I'm talking to students of journalism, how to write a story short, sharp and effectively. Look at the lyrics of some Paul Kelly songs. Julia. And just for something completely different, there's a song called Julia by Pavlov's Dog, which is a marvellous song with a soaring operatic falsetto voice, which I find very haunting. No, it's a beautiful thing.
Crime reporter and author Andrew Rule with his Top Shelf. And that brings us to the end of the program for today. Tomorrow, another great conversation from the Melbourne Writers Festival. It's called History's Script, and it asks the question, should a novelist be faithful to history, or is it okay to take some creative liberties? I'm Michael Cathcart. The news is next. This is RN. Bye-bye.